see if the
Oh, excellent, excellent.
You should only just get it up.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You
only just had our breakfast. Oh, people, we were just
so I brought them round the other night, and she said, I brought you one, Mum, and I brought Larry one. And I was quite surprised. Yeah. I wished I hadn't have bothered by Mum, because it's a belter now.
Yes.
Because
so,
there you go.
Is this
he won't laugh at me, will he? He said, oh, well, I said,
no. Not at all, no,
just,
no. You'll
just share it out after you've had your birthday tea tonight. You share it with him.
Oh. I presuppose because we're on tea tonight. Oh, birthdays, we always have a tea now. Yes. You sit down.
You're going to have a bottle of wine, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
If you enjoy it, we'll give you another one to replace it.
We'll keep the bottle.
We'll make a bottle.
Yeah, bring the bottle.
Oh, yeah, yes, I was going to say that.
Nothing back on the end, I presume.
No. Oh, we'll refill it for you.
Oh.
We called yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, about...
Oh, it was late.
Oh, we've been at Leo's.
Yeah. Well, we just come from Leo's.
I'll be damned.
We met at Carol and Harold, had lunch with them, and we finished about 2 o'clock, and then we went down to Leo's, and it was about 3 o'clock when we left Leo's.
We went into
the freezer place.
I don't know, I didn't put your card through the letterbox though, Larry. It
wasn't very
good.
It
was never said that. Wait, so why didn't I help you post Larry's card?
Right then, I was halfway down the avenue, so we weren't coming back.
I get all the way to Harvard or somewhere, and I think, oh, Christ, I should have brought an electricity bill for shopping, might as well pay it.
Come back. Yeah, have a cup of tea, though.
Well, we've got a new show, that's the only reason.
Oh, come on. Are you feeling all right, Larry?
Yes, fine. Good. Warm touches, you're absolutely
As a matter of fact, Larry, those are thermal, and you know, there's a hell of a difference.
Yeah. Oh, there is, I know. Yeah. No.
So it's
and actually, Nino looks out for stability when she's buying this.
Oh, great, that's great.
And well chosen in colour, too.
Well, it gives you a selection, doesn't it?
Yes, so, well, lovely. Great.
Smashing, yes.
Not thank you very much.
One to match.
Oh, right, yes.
Well, one set to match the carpet. I won't tell you what that matches.
Rather doesn't it?
Your pale feet.
Well, on occasion.
Hey, watch it.
I still think it's time you cut this grass.
Blame me, she's here.
I'm sorry. Do you know, Larry?
What's that?
Do you ever understand anybody?
No.
Occasionally.
No. You know, the other day you said you bumped into the Whartons and Vincent Davis.
Oh, no secret about it.
Was there? No. You met them. No, that. So she said,
She said, you know, you met your Gobsmack. She said, oh, it appears, and Dad's the other guy. And something was said about Abby and Mr. Daniel. Yes, and you're on the list. Yes, well, everybody's voice, actually. And do you know that? You don't mind being recorded, do you? No, we won't swear or anything. Oh, don't do. It's supposed to be. We're just a dog as we do. Does it matter? But did you receive one or two samples?
And then blow me down last week, had a sample of Nescafe. It must have still been a follow-up. Yes, exactly. But when you like it or not, this kind of thing restricts you because you know it's there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Liv said last night. To me, it doesn't matter. Unless you know some friends or something are coming, nothing. Yes, exactly. But no, it doesn't bother me. I don't mind being on camera, I don't mind being on video or anything. But in fairness to your friends, like, well, it's hardly, oh no, 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 I didn't want to cut pieces and then just be leaving the bin, you know. We wouldn't, I would have made a cake, would have made a pudding. Well, it's just not you like it now. Jill says to me, did you hear? She said, I watched the hygiene bit. Thank the Lord, because I thought, oh, no, you know. I didn't hear that.
Mm.
You wonder, well, when they do something, you wonder what you're eating, don't you?
Oh, you do indeed, yeah. Well, yes. Talking about the rabbits. I can't see Michael Robin making a cake at night, can you?
No, but not saying anything wrong.
I didn't mean anything wrong necessarily, but just comparing the temperament.
Well, I remember going out shopping, and when I came back, you'd got
Jill.
Gone out. No, there were all of them there.
Really?
Nan and I were out shopping when we got back.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas shopping, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. You'd been out and bought one of those packets of cake mix.
It would be ready mixed, yes.
And they'd made little buns. They were very nice, really.
Oh, it's a tribute to them.
The state of the kitchen wasn't.
Well, that'd be a tribute to the manufacturer, surely.
Mm. Robin than... and Carol doing that for cabbage.
Oh, that revolting.
Horrible.
That's terrible. That. I remember Joe though, another mix, but I don't know that. I vaguely remember now, yes.
Well, they were all there because we'd gone out, I think it was a Christmas shopping we were doing on our own.
Mm. Yes, I've got a hazy recollection of now, But Joe, I remember. She was a lot younger, surely, Joe, when she did the mix.
Oh, she'd be younger.
Younger than they were, I mean.
They weren't, but they were younger than Caroline and Ken. But then. Look at Chris, he must have been interested in cooking, mustn't he? Well, I think the young fellows today are more because, of course, they go into the flats, don't they?
Well, that's true, of course.
I remember when Mike and Robin went into their flats, I spent quite a long time with them, showing them how to do simple dishes.
But, quite frankly, I can't see myself ever getting, given the same sort of setup.
Well, no. I can't, knowing you, no, it's laughable.
No.
Can't imagine you meeting me with a nice cooked dinner and a cake made by
Frankly, no, I can't.
A candle.
She's a soldier, I'm going to blow that, doesn't that?
Burnt toast.
Oh, not this. Not really burnt, it's the way I like it.
Well, it used to smoke.
Well, yes, technically speaking, but it is burnt. But well done, I suppose.
It didn't taste very nice.
I can't agree, because I don't quite like it.
Well, you used to scrape some of it
off. Oh, if it gets really charred, I know, but if it's really charred, that's a bit. A certain degree of greyness, blackness, even. But.
How do you get toast? Charred that you've got to scrape it off, but isn't there? Oh,
I don't even use that little bit too long, yeah. Robin coming home, he's in my car. Don't believe it. Burnt toast, an electric toaster. No, he does it.
I don't.
Oh well. Doesn't feel like Sunday here, does it?
No. I've not seen any more sight of that heron.
No.
I don't think it's just a flash in the pan.
I think it's much ado about nothing for us.
I do.
I mean, it may well be that we have to resort to some sort of...
I don't feel like having a plastic heron.
Well, I mean, how do all the rest of the ponds? They're not all got bloody herons, plastic herons perching us, are they?
No.
Plastic herons.
But you know, do you remember me going around the corner and seeing that? Two ponds with all those plastic ducks.
Flipping ducks, aren't they?
That might have been some deterrent of some description.
I don't think so. It's just flannel.
I'm certainly not having the plastic ducks and little gnomes about.
Mm. That's interesting, not to comment Steve made about the Coast Guard and the Bird of Prey silhouette, you know. I can believe that being quite the case.
Well, actually, I have read about the heron bits. I think, was it?
Well, the plastic heron bits.
Oh, yes, yes. No way.
But that silhouette business, that could work, you know. I can see that working. Bird of Prey.
Well, really, when you think it's only the same way as laying a hose amongst your flower beds for cats.
Oh, the snake image. I've still got to have that probe to me, to be honest. It's a damn great snake, isn't it? If you think about it.
Well, I think, you know, when we used to leave ours across the lawn there. Well, he did for a bit.
Are you sure?
Yes, I've watched him sort of warily walk round, but then he got so used to it that he didn't
Yeah, that's what I mean. If it's any effect at all, they're very short-lived, I think.
I don't think peppers are very useful deterrent. I've sprinkled loads of pepper around.
Once you're on a range, you've lost it anyway. That's a thought.
The only deterrent is putting netting or something over it, but you can't put netting over your whole garden, can it?
No. I'll have to watch that pond over the leaves next year. Well, this year, of course. Later on. But.
And I can't really see what you can do when they have netting over that when the leaves start.
Well, yes, I could be a bit more attentive to the damn thing, wouldn't I? I mean, it'd scrape quite a lot out, but not all by any. See, a certain percentage are blown in, I think, off the grass, and they've had some sort of a...
Yeah. I was just going to say that. I think our problem here is it gets so windy with being on the corner.
Yeah.
Do you want any more tea?
Oh, it's very good. Thinking.
That's a silly question, wasn't it?
Not necessary, wasn't it? I mean, oh yes, I want a bit of a hand in. With the top window, I've left it with two screws holding it at the moment. As we did when I was painting the outside, yeah.
Yes, it won't blow out.
No, not at all, no. I want to hold it while it would take the two final screws out.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to get at it.
Once you've got the window done, it won't be too bad, will it?
You mean the whole frame and opening light? Won't be too bad, though.
Well, I mean, what I mean is, you're not...
Well, there's not a tremendous amount of burning left, is there? One skirting board and the pipe cover. The casing around the other cupboard. And that's it, I think. And possibly the edges of the cupboard doors, I don't know.
Yes, they're not very brilliant.
No. Certainly won't clean up. I may finish up taking them off completely. That may be easier to do. Rather than do them in situ, you know. Well, what about that?
I'm going to have a piece of paper.
try that.
He's done this in two. And
what, two cakes you put together?
Yeah,
that's what I used to do, isn't it? It's quite good then. I'm trying to remember, did they have any? I know they've cut some from them, but...
No. She would have Caroline, didn't she? She usually stuffs, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was somebody on the tree, it was a bird.
Did Jill say what time Caroline's appointment was?
No. Well, not to me, she didn't.
No. She might have been to me, she can't remember.
In the afternoon. They seem very confident when they're back in town, don't they?
25 to 4 to meet him.
Yeah, beginning of 25 to 4.
There's a heck of a lot of burning up when you come to think of all the burning up.
Oh, God, I know. You're telling me? Well, possible. I'll stand down, obviously. But
yes, but
there won't be many places like that, I don't
think. There isn't, because it's been piled on, so.
Yeah. I can't get that screw in the woodwork.
I know.
Good God. I've seen dust before, but bits of fluff and rag and stuff, but never seen it really. And a nail.
Well, it's the same as the way they've papered the walls round. They've papered over the thing. It wouldn't have been, if they'd had any furniture in when we first got in, I wouldn't have been surprised to see it painted round there as well.
No, the vicar's done it, but yeah. No, coming back to the locker tray, I've not been on the hip. I would prefer to keep it in natural wood if we can,
but
all those splodges of white are putty.
Are they?
Unfortunately.
And there's nothing at all you can cover
them. Well, except to take them out, scrape the bits of putty out, point the nail home a bit further, and put some filler in that will accept stain.
I think that would be better.
Very long job, though.
Yes, but I mean, it would be worth it.
If you won't accept stain anyway. With that varnish on.
I don't like this colour stain anyway.
Well, I don't.
Messy colour.
You can't burn that off, though. It's disgusting.
You couldn't.
What?
Just give a dab of paint over. A dark paint.
It'd stand out a mile, wouldn't it?
Would it?
Well, perhaps not as.
What, if you did it with a small brush?
Well, it'd still stand out, wouldn't it? It's a different colour. Not as obvious, perhaps,
that's
as a white. But I'll have to get rid of all that varnish before it will take any more stain.
See if it's right.
What it's like when?
When you've got rid of the varnish.
I may have to use a varnish strip. I get a Canon varnish strip for that.
Well, it might be better than doing it any other way because.
I don't think it'll burn off.
No, I'm thinking of the fumes.
After all the other fumes, I don't think that'll matter.
After what?
After the fumes of the paintwork, I don't think that'll.
Won't that be worse than?
No, the not as bad as. No.
Because I remember when you did 27.
Oh, well, that was varnish paint. That was varnish paint.
And that won't, that would just be varnish stain.
No, it is a stained varnish. From the look of it. In other words, varnish was a stain added to the varnish before you apply. As opposed to staining the wood and then varnishing it with relatively clear varnish.
Once we've got those tiles off at the bottom there,
I just don't pay. Well, I think, I mean, they're very nice. It would be nice to have tile there to break it out, but not those damn things, and they certainly won't come off and go back.
I
24, 2 dozen.
How many did we get in the pack?
The pack, I don't know.
I think it was
25. Oh, there varies the pack, doesn't it? I think it is 25, actually. Maybe a metric pack, anyway.
But, finding the right time for that.
Yeah.
In any case, you don't want them all the same, do you? I think we're better off just snapping it up. In what state the wall's in?
Doesn't really matter all that much. I skim over with the cluster anyway.
That's a mess, isn't it?
It's hardly probable. I think it was skimming anyway.
Oh, I was just thinking
because,
that.
I
mean, wait, what have they done here?
What have they done anyway?
Where they ran short of tiles, or they wouldn't be bothered cutting.
That's more likely the case.
What is it? 24
on this front face, anyway.
Yes, for the stream wall there. So that they, in any case, they'd have got, would it be in the two colours?
Yeah.
It's quite effective.
Oh, it's quite effective if it's done correctly, yes. As it is.
Have you had some cake?
No, I'll give it a miss right now. Okay. I'm a bit foolish if it sounded. No, I'll enjoy it more later on. No, no. A cup of tea will go down like a bomb. But
if I remind you of not eating.
Possibly, yes. I'll have a cup of tea and bash on the window then, I think. Well, yes, because it is at least dry today. But, it's going to make a hell of a racket sanding down afterwards, you know.
Well, it can't be helped.
No, it can't be helped now. I'll probably have to get some medium grade paper too. I've got quite a load of fine and coarse. But I don't think all that much goes through, you know, to be honest. Obviously.
Yeah, but fine and large, yeah. Not really been on their wall, have we?
No, that's what I mean.
When we start down here.
Some of the heavier banging and the higher pitch, the higher the frequency noises, like in the drill. And,
down to a minimum that we can and
yeah.
Keep not do it later, just keep stopping before it gets too late.
Well, exactly what I've been doing.
It is annoying, yeah. But there's not an awful lot you can do, is there? I mean, if we had a firm of workmen in, they'd make
more blow. Oh, we're on the moon, wasn't we? The clatter of teacups. There's nothing else. Meant to mention, ask Rachel if she'd seen the photograph, because Mike didn't know about the two photographs that Rachel and Louise had taken.
Have I given yours? Has yours got sugar in it?
I don't know.
Is it
me? I really don't know.
I'm not sure that that has happened. I can usually tell.
Well, you claim to be able to.
I don't think it's so. I can normally, yeah.
Mm.
Hmm. I'm glad I found out what that is.
Yeah. What the hell's it called, or what? Something in an enemy, isn't it?
An enemy blunder.
Oh, yes.
February to April requires full. The first of flower is a blunder. February to April requires full sun as flowers close in shady conditions.
Mm, where do you get it there?
Grow it in the rockery or naturalise it in grassland.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it.
Well, it looks like an illustration, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does. Mm. Go by the leaves. The leaves look like it too. So it looked like getting, if it spreads as much as it has there, it looked like getting it all.
Has it got the same number of petals?
Yes, similar, yes. They differ.
Oh, yeah. Not just the colour, and the number of.
I'm not sure, but I'm not going to have to count them.
Well, that's one way. I would have thought. Must get some rose fertiliser, you know, too, because I don't suppose the original plants have been fed for generations, literally.
Oh, you mean for those ramblers?
Yeah. Well, those ramblers and other places. Yeah.
It looks to me as if it's going to come and rain again. I'm fed up with this weather.
Yeah. Well, it's a good general purpose fertiliser, isn't it?
Yes. What was the other one?
Dromon?
Dromon? No.
You're the gardening expert.
No, I think it was the rose fertiliser. They said use it for the tomatoes as well.
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah. Ah, that was right. It was the tomato fertiliser, isn't it? It was quite good for something. As well. You know, as well as the rose fertiliser. Yes, they can use rose fertiliser for tomatoes. But also, tomato fertiliser apparently is useful for, I don't know. Look it up. Be in the book. Incidentally, what's this operation that Jenny was on about? Not Jenny, Josie was on about this morning that Jenny had.
Cesarean.
Oh, she had a cesarean, didn't she? I was forgetting
she
had a cesarean.
That's probably what it's taking her to get on the people.
Yes. I was thinking just on the usual knit one, pearl one, the stitches, you know. That. Of course, oh yeah. Yes, it was on the radio this morning about that. It is in England somewhere, I think. Woman's given birth to a £15 some ounces skin. Good gracious. Tremendous size, that, isn't it? Tremendous weight, isn't that size? Hmm. We seem to have a tremendous number of seagulls, don't we, have a lot of plenty of
them? Well, it's been so windy,
hasn't it? Yeah, well, I'm generalising throughout the year.
Not that far from the sea,
the coast, though. Mm. Oh, yes, but I mean, they seem to concentrate pretty well around these playing fields or something. The old blackbird,
yeah. I know, look how the way they
land. Yeah, it's interesting to watch the different birds, different methods of landing. Some are quite accurate, those are a bit sprawly, those blackbirds, I think. Yeah. Look at it. That looks like an old one to me, isn't it?
An old fella.
Yeah. Well, there's an old fella in this or something.
Yeah. I'm still sort of puzzling what the best thing to do for that hedge down there. I can't. Until we get cleared all the way along. Although, it seems to change, if you look...
Hang on, what seems to change?
The hedge. If you
look
from here...
In what way did you look?
Well, if you look from here.
I'm looking from here.
And then you go along. By the time it gets to that, all that rubbish that we're going to shift.
Yeah.
Well, then if you look, it tends to change to different.
Oh, it does. That's what you mean. Yes. It definitely does change.
I don't know what they are, but one of those trees has little catkins on it. Very poor.
Yeah.
So
I can't surprise they're poor.
I don't know. Once the roots clearing and feeding. It's a shame, though, to let them die, because I like to have a different. I don't want it all the same. It's
you're getting back to the privet hedge and suburbia, aren't you?
Gives interest, especially into the corner.
That's why I don't want to clip that bottom hedge too cleanly.
No, but I think...
Lop it down, yes, I agree, lop it down, but...
I think we need to, for this time round, because it'll soon get, you know...
Take its own...
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yes, maybe.
But I do think for now we're just going to have to chop it down. It's going to get worse and worse if we don't.
I'd keep our eyes open for a decent park cutter. Hedge cutter, you know.
Yes, I looked in the papers if there was
any. No, I won't.
They're very expensive to buy, aren't they?
Oh, new, they are, certainly.
So you want a double action?
Preferably, not essential.
I wouldn't think that, like the different length of the blade, you don't want
to. I don't think you need to get a 24, is it?
I would think they're more trouble than they're worth, unless you've got.
Yeah, they could be.
Great big formal hedges, I would think so.
And you'd have to be a little bit more careful, too.
Yes, exactly.
And again, unless the motor is fairly hefty, both in construction and rating, it could conceivably be easier to burn the motor out, because it's doing more work, isn't it?
I don't
Well, it is, bigger area, bigger length, you're cutting more at the same time.
I was looking at the petrol-driven ones.
Good
I
God!
I know, that's what I thought.
Stop, gross.
Took my breath away.
Good gracious me. No, no.
Just how much... how much can you cut with those, as opposed to needing the other ones that you use for trees?
Chainsaw.
Chainsaw, I couldn't think of the word. The chainsaw.
Oh, they'll take it, do a fair amount of work, but I think, certainly as far as the hedge is concerned.
Well, I know that.
Hang on. In a well-established hedge like that, I would think the loppers, if the hedge cutter won't tackle it, the loppers will.
Yes, but what I was thinking of is the rest of around at the side there. And a lot of the, you know, when we start getting rid of all the rubbish.
I wouldn't
side.
Like to put the hedge cutter through that bush there. It's a little bit too high.
Which bush?
Well, the one where the hedge terminates.
No.
That dead looking, if well, dead at the moment.
No, but would it do to, I mean, you're going to, a lot of the stuff that we chopped off.
Yep.
To put to, if we're getting a trailer and getting rid of it all, you're going to have to cut it down still further into smaller pieces, aren't you, to get as much as you can.
Oh, I think you mean to crumb the trailer, yes.
Will the hedge cutter do there, or will you have to revert to a chainsaw?
Combination of both, I should think. I'm not too concerned about that, then, because I can use the loppers. If we're doing it 7 days a week, fair enough, you probably need a chainsaw, but it's the amount we're doing. The loppers or the handsaw.
No,
they're really not for the thick ones. You're telling me. But,
I was just thinking of taking the work out of it.
Oh, I mean,
there's one hell of a lot
but
of work.
But we don't really need a chainsaw, do we?
No, I wouldn't say so, normal. Yeah. But there's quite a lot
to hire one, possibly for a specific specific job. But
I wonder how much they are to hire.
Not very dear. What? Chainsaw? I think, last time I looked at the hire list price. I think they're about 5-6 quid a day, something. They were last year.
That's not bad.
Well, it isn't bad if you've got a lot of chainsaw work to do. That can be done in a day, you know. Now, whether that's including all the protective clothing, Lord, that's what, I don't know.
I don't know.
There might be an additional charge for that.
Did you think any more about the rubbish clearance that was, they were advertising?
Oh, 12 quid or something, 12, 16.
16 quid for one load. What's the load?
Well, yes, anything will fill a skip, it'll be a skip.
Skip link.
And I suspect that will be the smallest group, I don't know.
I would imagine.
Did it say from? What did it just say?
No, I think it just said 65 to load, and I thought,
that would
load it.
Well, yes, it's probably the smallest group.
But save a lot of hard work if you got rid of quite a lot
see,
of
I don't work. See them shifting very much for that, because by the time you've got a bloke out, paid his wages, paid for the skip shift and transport, you know.
If it is a skip, it might just be a trailer.
It might be a trailer, it might be an open back lorry, you know.
A lorry? Well, could get rid of quite doubt of whether they're going to shift
well,
out.
Well, you know.
I doubt that.
But again, on a costing basis, on an hourly, how long is it going to take a chap to load?
Yes, Larry? But I'm thinking, I mean, there's so much to do here, Larry, you're not a young man anymore, you can't.
I had noticed,
much.
Yes.
Wearing yourself out if you can get anything.
I'm worn out already, you've got that.
You know what I mean?
Knackered.
Makes sense to me to have a little bit of help.
Oh, I'm not averse to having a lot of help. I mean, it's the right sort. No, you're completely wrong.
You're usually pretty independent.
A little, perhaps, but. I mean, you can have people the more damn trouble than the worse, isn't it? Quite honestly, spend your time watching.
Well, you know that all the stuff that you've got at the side.
Ah, well, that's straight on the trailer, yeah. Well, more or less, yeah. One or two things on the keeping, but most of it is just. That's why it's all piled up, really cool.
Ah, but I wasn't just meaning on the concrete bit, I was meaning on the soil. It's loads and loads of. What you trimmed off there?
Oh,
the
that's
carpet.
Not rubbish, that's just off the trees and.
But it's still got to be got rid of.
Jump it over the fence and it goes straight, more or less straight in the trailer, wouldn't it? No trouble.
But just like you to get your trailer and your car down there when the farm vehicle arrives.
Oh, highly probable. Sod's law, yes. Oh, God.
I can't get over the fact of that all through the winter we've had daisies all over the grass.
Oh, yes, you mean the fact they've been in flower throughout the winter? Mm.
You don't usually see daisies, do you?
I honestly don't know, Nick. I don't know.
Don't think it's dry enough to cut the grass, is it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do it today. No, cracking up.
I don't think so. It doesn't look very promising.
No.
It's getting very out of
hand.
Makes it hard work.
Oh, yes.
It's too high. To do a bit at a time.
I'm going to investigate, see if I can't do a conversion. I don't think for a minute I will, but it's possible. Do a conversion. Into the box type, because of where they all the most of the cutting at least go into the box, you know. Possible.
Well, it might be more trouble than it's worth.
Might be. Might sound a bit potty, but utilising that small vacuum cleaner of cutting the
I prefer using it just as it is, quite frankly.
Well, if it's not a big thing, it's only, you know what I mean, don't you? The yellow and green one.
Yes, I know what you mean, but I don't fancy you messing about with the grass cutter.
No,
because I find it, if there's anything else attached to it.
It depends where it's mounted. Keep the centre of gravity low, and there'd be no problem.
No, I can't agree with
maybe
you.
Not, maybe
no,
not.
No, leave one alone.
Well,
we'll see. All these bright ideas, sometimes they don't come to anything, you just make a mess of what you've already got.
That's possible, but.
No, I mean, I can use it as it is now, but anything else onto it, I would find it difficult.
Well, I'm going to bash on with the.
You ready for the window yet?
Well, yes, please. You can do it now and then.
Okay, right. And hopefully by tea time I should have got the burning done.
See. All right, away we go. That's me with a big cup. Delicious. Quite a while since we had, whatever it is.
Mackerel.
I didn't mean that actually. Mayonnaise.
It's coleslaw.
Well, coleslaw then. Do I know my group? No, I don't. Well, give that place a tinkle tomorrow. And see what the price is.
Both of them.
Well, same firm, isn't it? So. Oh, but I think it's going to be a little bit expensive.
I have a feeling.
I think it will. What's it called? Ling?
Ling.
I've tried a bit before, man. This is a rather uncommon one, then.
No.
No.
We never did. We didn't used to see much of it.
When no, we that's what I thought. In Manchester.
Will soon be able to plant there your radishes, leeks, and spring onions. We'll have to get a grow bag.
What? To mix with the onions?
No, I meant not for that. For repotting the tomatoes. Mm-hmm. We're getting to the stage where I shall have to
prick them out.
Yeah.
Prick them out. How on earth do you have it then? Prick them out.
A tedious job.
No.
I wonder how Joel's are doing.
No. Not a clue what stage.
Ours will need staking, but hers won't.
We've been bush things, right? What were they like, the ones we had before?
Which
grew
ones?
Well, the ones we grew previously. The 27.
What were they like? What do you mean?
Well, edible, quite.
Were they wet then?
I know that, but were they pleasant, unpleasant? Rather nice, so.
I wonder
were
those
the
little
or?
Ones, little sweet ones.
Oh, that's the only thing I remember. Maybe
I like those, but I can't remember what kind they were. Do you remember growing some bush ones, though, a few years ago?
No, I don't, frankly. No.
And they came out, they looked like peppers. And they weren't very brilliant at all.
Remember they've grown those on the roof of the shelter. What were those? Ordinary tomatoes, weren't they?
Moneymaker, These aren't moneymakers. I'm not gone for moneymakers.
Any particular reason, though?
Well,
they weren't around.
Because when you listen to gardeners' questions, they advocate to put different ones in. So I look for something different. Oh, if you don't try them, you never find out, do you?
Oh no. Change of weather's turned the place into half of activity, isn't it?
Pardon?
The changing weather,
yes.
I'm a power saw, power drill, lawnmowers, strimmers.
It was out in our thousands, wasn't it? The front looks better though.
Yes, it does. Right, Charles making a good job across the way.
Which
round the corner.
Well,
he's just rounding the house. It's a builder, fair enough, but nevertheless, he's doing a good job. The, lives next door to Anna.
Anna. Yes,
they
look very nice, don't they,
those two? Those two houses? Top round the corner. Young fella. What? Maybe his late 20s perhaps. Not a seedy, scruffy looking bugger. Keep saying hello. I'm not completely sure where he lives. He seems to know me because he's been out in Hartford and that. Big smile. Oh, yeah. He may be somebody's father or the kid's father, I don't know. Mm.
When did they do the little run then?
Who?
Lisa.
Oh my God, I don't know what it's then. Oh, it was towards the end of the week, wasn't it? Yeah. Was it Thursday? Oh, Wednesday it was going to be. Wednesday, that's right. Where the permitting Wednesday? Weather permitting. The church is there.
It's taken them long enough to come round from the rest spoils, hasn't it?
Mm. Well, apparently you've got to have the loot in tomorrow.
Oh.
Not by tomorrow. I wish I could remember the boy's name.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask him next time you see him. You don't come to the 50 p's now.
No, no. It could well be the meters have been changed to a credit meter. Probably no. Once one way, cleaned it up, and then the opposite way. Well, the grass bit so long, you know.
I know it's grown quite hard,
really?
We'll have to be feeding it too.
Mm. Oh, yes, yeah, definitely.
I'll ask Carolyn what it is that she uses on hers, because hers gets rid of the weeds as well.
Well, no, it's a man fertiliser and weed gun.
And I can't remember what she said it was.
The only weeds we've got to get rid of really are those. Are they dandelions? No, I doubt we'll get rid of dandelion.
She says it does.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Well, what little I know already.